What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You see a lot of guys who are extremely talented, and they come to camp after having a pretty good season the year before, and they think they've arrived, and they think that I'm good, right? And sometimes you get complacent. And let's just take his own words. I mean, I'm saying something that is completely in line with his evaluation of his play. After the Bills game, Mike Prezuta asked him a question in the locker room on the south side, like a day or two after the game.
Yeah.
Right? He asked him, is it your elbow? Is your elbow impacting how you play? What did Broderick Jones say? It's not the brace. It's just me being able to lock into football. Hello. What? Lock into, what does that mean? I need to be more focused. If you're not focused, you're not interested in what's going on. If you're interested, you're focused. If you're focused, you're locked in. So he said it. He said he's not interested right now. He's got to be better and be locked in. He needs to improve his game and grow.
Chris Hoke with Joe Starkey. Hokie's always locked in.
Yes.
He is always locked in. And he took exception to me saying that it was Bush League that he would question Broderick Jones's effort. And look, I didn't know that Hokie was there every day in training camp. And Hokie knows how to watch football, much like you do, different than I know how to watch football, which is to say you have more educated eyes. I just think sometimes there's the obvious, and he's walking around with that bulky brace. I figure, okay, he's not healthy, but he hasn't used it as an excuse. And yesterday, Broderick Jones spoke, and man, Doran, he said exactly what I kind of wanted to hear from him. Can't play the audio for, you're about to find out, obvious reasons. Here's what he said, quote, bleep, I played bad. That's all it is at the end of the day. You bleep up, you get pulled. The sense of urgency is there a little bit more now. So he knows he screwed up. Now, the question is, is that a tacit admission that the hunger wasn't there before and he needed to get benched to play bad in order for the hunger to be there? Is he vindicating Hoke is, I guess, what I'm asking there.
He shouldn't need that to spark that hunger. You know, like that's I do think it was a focus thing. I think that there's some other things maybe going on that football is not first. And that happens as, you know, we talk about all the time. I mean, you hear Whaley talk about it here. Pat Bostic talk about it yesterday. Like, you know, whenever you do lose a position-ish, it does hit you in a way. And you either respond or you sulk in it. And maybe he was sulking a little bit with Faltano being a first-round pick and really getting anointed that right tackle spot without even playing. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of factors. And maybe, you know, he goes in there, he gets an opportunity, and that's all you can ask for. The first thing you need to learn as a young NFL player is, take advantage of every opportunity because opportunities are very slim. It doesn't matter if you're a first-round pick. Doesn't matter if you're an undrafted guy. Opportunities are slim, and he got another opportunity even to rotate, and he messed that up. It's kind of like, all right, I got to do some self-searching, some soul-searching. And hopefully that is, you know, what sparks him, but I just don't see him getting another opportunity
right
to be able to show, you know, he could be the player that we think he could be until, you know, maybe there's an injury.
Right.
So I just don't see him getting another opportunity, and he kind of wasted it.
Yeah, they say that they were going to give him an opportunity this week in practice, but we all know that. That doesn't mean he's going to get an opportunity to start.
No, that means you're going to get an opportunity to be a part of this team.
Right. You're the swing tackle
right
now, which through a year now and change, that's a failure. That's not where you want him to be. That's not where he wants to be. I do think you're right. I think unless there's an injury, you're not going to see Broderick Jones anytime soon. And I'm going to have to agree with that at this point. Agree with their thinking, their thought process on it, I mean. You can't go out there and put on film what you put on film last week and expect to get in the lineup anytime soon. And it's supposed to be a meritocracy. You're supposed to earn it. He had an opportunity to stave off his competition.
Right.
He could have gone out there and outplayed Troy Faltanu. And now all of a sudden you got a real decision to make if you're the Steelers. He made it easy on them. And you can't reward a guy for making it easy on you because your play was that bad. That's one of the worst drives you can possibly have as an offensive lineman at any level when you have three penalties on one drive. Like, we've seen offense down around the league, and we'll get into maybe some of those reasons. I'm curious your thoughts on that a little bit later on in the show. You're not going to convert second and 30s, Doran, in the NFL. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get out of Dodge at second and 15. It does not happen, especially with a young line, especially with a quarterback that you're trying to spoon feed and bring along slowly. So he doesn't deserve to play right now. It at least seems like he understands that. And maybe that's the first step to getting better. The thing people got to remember, too, is he's 23 years old. He was young when he came out. He's young in terms of football. Might be young in terms of football maturity. I'm starting to see that maybe Chris Hoke was right, and I listened to you and what you think about the situation and what Trey Essex has said. Like, okay, man, you got your scare. Now, you're going to have to be ready when your opportunity comes.
Yeah.
Like, when there is an injury, you better go in there and be good.
That's the toughest part, too, like with a young player, is like whenever you are in this situation and you get an opportunity in practice and you're like, okay, I have to be ready. It's hard to stay ready whenever you're not getting any action. Like, it is hard to keep your mind involved, engaged, whenever you know that I could possibly not be in there.
Yeah.
I could possibly not play. You know how hard it is to keep your mindset like, okay, like whenever I do get my opportunity, I got to be ready. But knowing where you're at last year and knowing that it's almost impossible unless there's an injury for me to get in there, I can't even prove that I'm ready. It's hard to keep that mindset of like staying ready because you just want to disengage. It's so easy to disengage too.
Yeah.
I mean, like in a second, you could just be like, eh, whatever.
I'm not starting.
It.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got to prepare like a starter, right?
Yeah. It's hard to do that every day whenever you're not going to start.
Yeah.
And like if you are in Broderick Jones's position. Now, as an undrafted guy, as a backup like a Spencer Anderson, yeah, I'll prepare every day. Like, even myself, like, I was third tight end, you know, special teams guy. I'm preparing hard every day. I'm not the starter, or I wasn't the starter last year. If I was the starter last year and then I got bumped back and I still got to prepare like that mentally, that's very hard to do that every single day knowing that you're not going to get an opportunity.
Yeah, it's a kick to the ego right there.
Oh, yeah.
I played last year. The running game took off last year. Oh, now you're not going to play me? And it does make sense what Hoke said. He said he's seen it before. You're the starter. All of a sudden, other guys can get better. They bring in a player who's more ready than you, and Troy Felton, who Dan Moore, he did the opposite.
Yep.
He said, look, they drafted this kid. His ego could have taken a punch, and he could have gone in the tank. And instead, he didn't, and he's playing maybe the best football of his career, maybe the best two-game stretch of his career. So I think he deserves to be commended. Broderick better be ready, because look at man. You got one second chance. Like, that's what that was to me on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a second chance. Uh-huh. Go out there and show us what you can do. You fail the third chance, you might not be seeing a second contract.
Yep.
You might not be seeing the end of your first contract. Not to be dramatic, but just calling it like we see it.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.